of the International Secret Police.
Zero.
And Clint have flown to Lake Tengrinor to rescue Marcia Winfield. Shortly after their arrival, however, Barney warns them by shortwave radio that Quan Wu is also flying there. Speed and Clint hurry to the hut that is her prison, hoping to find her and leave before Wu's arrival, but they hear his plane while they are trying to arouse Marcia from her stupor and hide themselves in the loft above the room. Quan Wu and Splinters, the renegade aviator, enter the hut, and the boys overhear Quan Wu telling Splinters how he is going to destroy Marcia and her brother. Speed accidentally makes a sound, and Wu and Splinters, hearing it, look up towards the loft.
It sounded like it came from up there, all right. That's probably this Don wind. I keep hearing things like that all the time when I'm alone.
Are you sure it is only the wind?
Well, what else could it be? Even rats are smarter than to hang around this place.
Very well. I wish that the wind would die down. We cannot take the Winfield girl and her brother out on the lake in this storm.
Here are the tanks of the vapors of sleep.
Place them in the corner.
Very well.
Where are you going now?
Back to plane. Must stay there while this wind blows so hard.
I do not think we shall need those tanks after all. You seem to be well supplied with the sleep vapors.
Yeah, I got plenty of that stuff. Say, Quan Wu, after you do your job here, what happens then? Do I fly back to the pass of the Iron Dagger with you?
That I do not know, Splinters. The transfer of the slave has begun. The master may want you to go to the meeting place at the foot of the Himalayas.
I get it. Well, my plane's all ready for either way. I've been working on it ever since I got word that you was coming here.
Good. Is your short wave set ready for you?
No, I'll have to warm it up. Do you want to talk to the octopus?
Yes. I must tell him that the sandstorm is delaying us.
Okay, I'll turn it on for you. Come on in here.
They've gone into the other room.
Golly, Clint. I sure thought we were goners for a while.
Yeah, so did I. Whatever possessed you to make such a racket?
I couldn't help it.
Well, giving our presents away isn't going to help.
I know.
I thought we were going to have to shoot it out before I was ready.
When are we going to tackle him, Clint?
Right after Wu talks to the octopus. Give him a chance to tell that devil face that everything's all right. And then we'll make our appearance.
Yeah. I think we ought to get Miss Marsh and her brother out of here before those other fellas show up. The one Splinters was talking about that went hunting before the sandstorm came up.
Yes, I know. And when we leave here, Speed, I want to take Splinters and Quan Wu with us, as well as the Winfield. I know that we can make Splinters talk. He'll be the witness we need to round up the optics.
What about Miss Marcia?
There's no telling when she'll be able to testify, Speed. I don't know how long she'll be in that stupor.
Gee, this waiting is terrible. Seems like we're always waiting for something to happen.
Don't you worry. We won't have to wait long, Speed. That short wave set will warm up soon. Quan Wu will talk to the octopus, and then we can surprise them.
And will we surprise Barney if we bring back Splinters and Quan Wu as prisoners? Gosh, wonder what Barney is doing right this minute.
Have you heard anything more from Speed and Mr. Barlow, Barney?
No, I ain't, kid. And I've been sitting right here by the set all the time. All we can do is hope for the best.
Yes, I have been trying not to worry. But all I can think of is the danger at Lake Tengrinor.
I know, kid. Where's Chief Tipo?
With my honored male parent. They're checking over a list of the families who have reported the raids. The list has just arrived from Lhasa.
I get it. Guess Chief Tipo wants to know where he should station his men tonight.
Yes.
Ah, I see you have not deserted your post, Mr. Dunlap.
No siree, Mr. Searing. If any word comes through, I'll be here to get it.
Well, Campo, old fellow, what is wrong?
I brought the dog in to you, Dawa, because he seemed very upset. He kept pacing back and forth and whining while Chief Tipo and I were trying to concentrate. It disturbed us. I thought Campo might want to be with you.
Do you think he may have a pain from that clout on the bean the octopus guard gave him?
I do not think so, Bonnie. He seemed to have recovered from that experience remarkably well.
Well, he don't look so happy to me. What's the matter, fella? Something biting you?
Something must be wrong. I have never seen Campo so disturbed before.
Yeah, he's kept running from one to the other like he's trying to tell us something.
Quiet, Campo. Quiet.
He's sure doing his best to talk.
Animals can sense danger much quicker than humans. I wonder if such a premonition is troubling Campo.
Danger?
Campo, stop that.
Hey, I don't like that. Something's wrong someplace.
Yes, Barney. My people say that when a dog howls, he is mourning because there is death in the air.
And so, Master, I am forced to wait until this cursed wind dies down.
I see. Very well. Wait, then. But if the wind does not die by evening, then we must dispose of the windfields in some other way. I want you to return here as soon as possible.
Yes, Master. And what are your orders for Splinters? Shall he return with me?
Splinters? I shall think that over and tell you what to do later. Where are the other guards?
Out in the storm. We think they may have lost their way, so blinding is the dust. Perhaps they may have wandered into the Chang Tang. If that is the case, we shall probably never see them again.
It is just as well. Just as well. There will be two less tongues to tell of Marsha Winfield's fate.
That is true.
So much for that. Keep me informed as to your activities, Quan Hu. Signing off.
What's he got up his sleeve?
What do you mean?
He laughed when you asked him about me. I don't like that. Hey, maybe he's planning on having you kill me, too.
Do not be ridiculous.
I ain't. I'm just using my head. He was glad those other guys was lost in the storm, wasn't he? Well, if he got rid of me, there'd be three less tongues instead of two to talk about the windfield.
Be quiet. Your imagination is getting the better of you.
No, it ain't. I know he hates me.
You are wrong, Splinters. The master does not take enough interest in you to hate you. So long as you do your work well, you are safe. Your well-being is in your own hands.
I wish I could believe you, but I ain't kidding myself. I know that he'll bump me off when he hasn't any more use for me.
You are in a gloomy mood. Please make some tea, will you? The cold at Tengranor is most penetrating, even with this fire.
Okay, okay. Yeah, but speaking of the cold, now you know what I've been putting up with ever since I come here. I'd make as big a fire as I could, and still the cold would creep in and freeze my bones.
Perhaps that was not cold, but conscience. You are a fool to allow it to bother you.
No, it was the cold, I tell you. And Tangri Noor is haunted. At night, when it's quiet and no wind is blowing, I hear things. Things like wailing voices.
What of the other gods? Did they hear anything?
Them Tibetans? Yeah, they slept through it all. They're used to this country, but I ain't. It's weird. No wonder they call it the Forbidden Land. I'll be glad to get out of it.
We may not get out of it so soon, Splinters. Tibet is rich in undeveloped resources. I believe the master plans to make this wealth his own. Someday, he will rule the world from Tibet.
Ah, he's cracked. I met some tough customers in my time, but none of them can touch the octopus. For cold-blooded, calculating cruelty, he's got them all licked.
Dangerous words, Splinter.
Now, what have I got to lose? I got a hunch I'll be rubbed out after this job anyhow. The octopus is crazy, Quan Wu. He must be to have done the things he's done.
Crazy or not, he is master.
Yeah. Gee, I wish I could get into my plane and fly out of the whole mess.
You would not fly far, Splinter. And speaking of your plane, Do you not think it rather foolish to leave it in the open for anyone to see?
Huh? What's that?
Your plane that you left sitting on the other side of the hill near here. We glimpsed it before we landed, in spite of the dust storm.
Plane? Hey, what are you talking about, Wu? My plane's well hidden. I made a hangar out of the rocks. Keeps it safe, and it looks like any other pile of rocks. Hey, that ain't my plane you saw.
No? Then whose is it?
Somebody's wise to us. Maybe they're spying on us right now.
That noise we heard before.
Made by the secret police. Up with your hands.
Barlow and Speed Gibson.
Yeah, remember us, Splinters?
Toss whatever weapons you're carrying on the floor. Quick, don't try to use them. We've got you covered.
You are very clever, Barlow.
Never mind the compliments, Quan Wu. Hurry up with those weapons.
Very well.
Two guns and a knife, Clint.
Just pick them up, Speed.
What are you going to do with this, Barlow?
Whatever it is, it'll be better than you would have gotten from the octopus, Splinters. Get the handcuffs, Speed.
Okay.
You came just in time, Barlow. A little longer, and you would never have seen Martha Winfield again.
Yes, and for what you were going to do to Marcia and her brother, I should shoot you down without a chance. I'm going to spare your life so that you can turn witness against the octopus.
You think I will talk?
I know you'll talk. Get the cuffs, Speed.
Yeah, Clint.
And now, Wu, you and Splinters put your hands behind you. And Speed, keep away from them. Don't give them a chance of grabbing you as you snap the cuffs on them.
Don't worry, I won't.
Just to make sure, I'll come around with you. And don't either of you make a false move.
That would be very foolish, Barlow, since you have the guns.
I've got the cuffs on Splinters.
Okay, and now Wu, and be sure they're locked.
Yeah. Gee, Clint, won't Barney be surprised when we bring back not only Miss Marsh and her brother, but Wu and Splinters, too?
Yes, I...
Quick, men, these are secret police. Hold them!
Clint, look out! Look out!